بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم بجنة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كانت ليلة النصف من شعبان فقوموا ليلها وصوموا نهارها فإن الله ينزل فيها لغروب الشمس إلى السماء الدنيا فيقول ألا من مستغفر فأغفر له ألا من مسترزق فأرزقه ألا مبتلي فأعافيه ألا كذا ألا كذا حتى يطلع الفجر رواه البيهقي وابن ماجه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today is 11th of Sha'ban, and inshallah on Monday will be the 14th of Sha'ban, and Tuesday will be the 15th of Sha'ban. With regard to this night which we call Laylatul Bara'a, Laylatul Maghfira, Laylatul Mubarakah, a very great night. In one of the riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned there are five nights in the year which are full of virtues and blessings compared to rest of the nights of the year. And these nights are Yawmul Tarwiyah, Yawmul Arafah, Yawmul Dhul Hajj, meaning the night of 8th of Dhul Hijjah, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, 10th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawmul Fitr, the night before Eid ul Fitr, when Ramadan is ending, the last night of Ramadan before the Eid, and Laylatul Bara'at, the 15th of Sha'ban. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in this hadith, which is mentioned in Bayhaqi and Ibn Majah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, when the 15th of Sha'ban comes, meaning that in Islam, in lunar calendar, the night starts first, then follow the day. In Gregorian calendar, the day starts, because they follow the sun and we follow the moon. So that's why according to Gregorian time, the night changes, the day changes after midnight, after 12 o'clock. As for the Islamic month and days, the night starts from the sunset, ghurub ash-shams. So this is why the night comes first and then followed by the day. So when the 15th of Sha'ban, meaning the night of 15th of Sha'ban, which inshallah this year will commence on Monday after Maghrib. So this is the great night, will start from Monday, 15th of Sha'ban, after Ghurub al-Shams, after Salatul Maghrib, and it will continue till Tulu al-Fajr, till Subah Sadiq, and then next day, which is Tuesday, 15th of Sha'ban, then we have to fast, if people want to fast. As I mentioned before also, that this night is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this particular hadith has encouraged the Ummah that when the 15th of Sha'ban comes, then what you should do, you should stand in ibadah during the night and we should fast next day. Why? Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا لِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. The reason is this, this very great and auspicious night. In this particular night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends onto the heaven of this dunya. And by the angels, the proclamation starts immediately after Ghurub al-Shams, after sunset. Allah mi mustaghfirin faghfiru lahu. Is there anyone asking forgiveness? So I can pardon him, I can forgive him. Allah mi mustarzaqin faarzaquhu. The second announcement is there someone who's begging and asking increasement in his risk and sustenance? So I can increase his risk and sustenance. Allah muqtaliun, is anyone who's suffering from any kind of problem, physical problem, sickness, disease, mental problem, social problem, economical problem, you know, is going through with the hardship, lost his job, or his debt, or whatever financial situation may be, or marital situation, husband and wife, going through with difficulties and hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces in this particular night, is there anyone who is suffering from any kind of problems and calamities? So I can pardon him, I can remove his calamity, I can remove his hardship and change into the comfort. So this kind of announcements continues from Maghrib till next day Fajr. As according to riwayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on Sama'ud Dunya, on the lower heaven, every single night throughout the year, 365 nights of the year, every single night, when in the last portion of the night He descends with His mercy, with all these announcements is taking place every single night. So that's why Tahajjud Salah is so important in the life of the believer. A mu'min should be punctual for the Tahajjud Salah. Tahajjud Salah, last portion of the night before Subah Sadiq, before early dawn. Half an hour, 15 minutes, whatever tawfiq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in this particular time. Like if you wake up 4:30 or 4:45, is okay. You can still pray 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, or at least 2 rakat of Tahajjud Salat, and you will be rewarded, because in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if a person is performing Tahajjud Salat and is reciting 10 ayat in his salat, in 2 rakat, 10 ayat only, he will be recorded amongst those who are not ghafilin, those who are not unmindful. He will get the ajr and reward just by reciting 10 ayat in 2 rakat of Tahajjud Salat. How easy, my brothers. If you wake up and for Tahajjud Salat, if your time is short before Subah Sadiq, and if you just perform 2 rakat with the niyat of Tahajjud, inshallah, Qiyamul Layl. So, and you recite 2 surah, little bit longer surah, not only Inna Atayna Kul Huwallahu Ahad, because it won't match 10 ayat. Inna Atayna is 3 ayat, Kul Huwallahu is 3 ayat, is 6 ayat, you're running short of 4 ayat. So choose a little bit longer surah, which have at least 5 ayat. Wal Adiyat is 5 ayat, there Wad Duha, Alam, etc. Wad Teen, Wad Zaytun. There are some surahs we have 5 ayat. So if you choose those kind of surahs, and just recite 2 ayat, you will be recorded in those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are not amongst the unmindful, neglectful people. Such a great reward. So this reward or these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this forgiveness and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend every single night. Every single night. Only the difference is, in this Sha'ban, in 15th of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends His mercy. Instead of descending on last portion of the night, He descends from the Maghrib time, from after sunset. And you have the whole night, 12 hours, 10 hours of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why ulama explained how to spend and how to you know, take advantage of this great Nayan of Laylatul Bara'at, you know, that most of the time, even Allah give us tawfiq, we stand after Isha. We think the night start after Isha, then I'm going to pray a few rakat or recite some Quran, tasbihat and make dua. No, my brothers. Time start immediately from sunset. So this time between Maghrib and Isha is also very precious time. Don't neglect this time. Don't waste this time also. Utilize it. So Ulama explained, we should start on this 15th of Shaban, inshallah, will be Monday night this year. So come for at least Maghrib, Isha and Fajr time. These three prayers, we should pray in the masjid. For all the four main folk, I'm talking about my brothers. So make sure that you must come to the masjid for Maghrib, Isha and Fajr Salat. Because according to one riwayat, as we know, if a person is praying Isha Salat with congregation, he will get the reward of the half of the night without doing anything, just coming and praying with congregation. Congregation is condition. If you pray Isha at home or somewhere else, you're not going to get this reward. In Hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned, to get this reward, to achieve this reward, a person has to come to the masjid and pray Isha Salat with the Jama'ah, with congregation. Then only angel will write half of the nights in his book of deed. It's so easy, brothers. We have to just make little effort and drive the car and come to the masjid instead of praying home. So you will get the reward of half of the night without doing anything. Then after Isha, if you go and sleep, it's okay. You already gained the reward of the half of the night of Laylatul Bara'at just by coming for Isha. And then next morning, if a person is praying Fajr Salat with congregation again, with the Jama'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of